This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Friday, June 24th. Back below 90 degrees we go for the final day of the work week. According to the National Weather Service, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 86 degrees on Friday in the Cedar Rapids area. There will be increasing clouds Friday with a low of around 69 degrees. There will be a good chance of rain early Saturday morning, potentially heavy. Warmer temperatures will return on Saturday, and with that will come storms. But the push and pull between warm and cold will result in even cooler temperatures afterward. Iowa Democrats argued Thursday the state offers a path to victory for long-shot candidates and opportunities for meaningful conversations with rural Americans and Iowans from every walk of life as they made their pitch to hold onto their place at the front of the party's presidential nominating calendar. State party officials presented proposed changes for Iowa's caucuses to the Democratic National Committee's Rules and Bylaws Committee in Washington in an effort to hold on to their first-in-the-nation status. The DNC Rules Committee voted in April to reopen the presidential nominating window, forcing all interested states, including the current early nominating states of Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina, to apply for their spots. Iowa has long drawn criticism for being a poor first-in-the-nation presidential contest, given the state's lack of diversity and confusing caucus setup. According to the Associated Press, the United States Senate easily approved a bipartisan gun violence bill Thursday, setting up final approval of what will be Congress's most far-reaching response in decades to the nation's run of brutal mass shootings. After years of futile Democratic efforts to curb gun violence, 15 Republicans joined with them this time, as both sides decided inaction was unsustainable after last month's rampages in New York and Texas. It took weeks of closed-door talks, but senators emerged with a compromise embodying incremental change intended to stop more bloodshed. Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst split votes, with Grassley voting no and Ernst voting yes. The $13 billion measure would toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers, keep firearms from more domestic violence offenders, and help states put in place red flag laws that would make it easier for authorities to take weapons from people judged to be dangerous. It would also fund local programs for school safety, mental health, and violence prevention. Finally, to end on another historic note, Iowa's Keegan Murray was selected by the Sacramento Kings with the fourth pick in Thursday's NBA draft. Murray, from Cedar Rapids Prairie, became the highest NBA draft pick ever from Iowa. Fred Brown went sixth in 1971. Murray is the Hawkeyes' first top 10 pick since Ronnie Lester in 1980. Murray joins a team that hasn't reached the NBA playoffs since 2006. They had 30 wins and 52 losses this past season. Kings general manager Monty McNair said Thursday night that Murray was an easy choice at number 4. Ultimately, he said, after sitting in the room with my front office staff, our whole staff, our scouting department, our analytics department, it became unanimous that Keegan Murray was the best player available, and we jumped at the chance to select him.